Okay, so we're still thinking about the pshat. So I saw the Meiri, I just took a look at it this morning, the Meiri. It's interesting, listen to the Meiri. He says, yeah. I mean, I do think it's a machlokas. I do think it's the machlokas, the basic idea. But listen to me, he says, Sukkah Yishana. U Piresh Ba She'asa Kodim L'chag Shloshim Yom. So Sukkah Yishana, and I guess he means the Mishnah explains that the Sukkah Yishana was made before, it means it was made 30 days, it was before 30 days. Right, it was before the 30 days before the Chag. Shekol shu toch shloshim mistama l'shem chaghu. Acha sheigiyaz man shesholim v'dorshin mein yoni achag. Veinen nikras yishana. So anything that is within 30, so mistama, it's l'shem chaghu. Since it's this man of sholim v'dorshin, and that's not called yishana. Over kodim shloshim usha osa stam velo hizkir ba shelashem chag hu osa ella shemikol mokom litzel osa beshamai poslin shesukul lashem chag boinan vikol shemikodem shloshim ein stamo kipirusho. He's pretty close. Right? So he says that what? If it was before 30 and you made it stam velo hizkir bo, means stam means you made it stam and you didn't say that it was l'shem chag, but it was l'shem tzel. That apparently you don't need to say though. Right? Beishamai says it's possible, because you need l'shem chag. But here's the key phrase. V'kol shem mikodem shloshim, anything before shloshim, ein stamo kipirusho. The stam is not like the expressed. The key is pirish. In other words, he is playing stam versus pirish. Not stam versus kavana. Right. Saying stam as opposed to what? As opposed to if you were mefarish. Right. And again, he also is like Rashi. Kodim shloshim sha'asa stam velo hizkir ba. Ubeisila machshir and hol mikomakom letzel nasis. Ein an nutzrichim bolios nasis l'shem chag. V'mosa l'shem chag afilu mitzchiras l'shanak shera v'afilu b'shamay. Mikom makom alocha kebeisilo. V'yaf mitzchiras l'shanak ein an nutzrichim l'asiyasa l'shem chag. You don't even need to make it l'shem chag from the beginning of the year. Kshera af mechag zeh l'chag abo. It's interesting how he says that. Why would that be? Why would you need to make a new one every chag? Sounds like he's saying that's going to be hilom. Why wouldn't that be good even going to be shaman? V'chein mikam ashonim ho ulitzel nasis. Ho ulitzel nasis. That's what you asked me about the other day. Right. I guess you would say that what? That Stam Das is, you make it for one chag, and then you need to make a new one for the next chag. That's what it sounds like you're saying. Going to Beis Shammai. The Ritva says like this. He says, Ezu Sukkah Yishana Kol Shasa Kodim Chag Shloshim Yom. Yesh Mefarshim the time of the Beis Hillel Kol Mefarish. Some want to say that it's explaining Beis Hillel, the Hilchos HaKavasayo, because we hold like Beis Hillel. Deal the Rebbe Shammai, I love Mefarish, the Rebbe Shammai, welcome Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. Because since we hold like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is like a non-Mishnah, like ain't a Mishnah. So why would Rebbe being come to explain to elaborate on Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai? So if that's the case, this would be the Pirush. Ezuhi sukkah yishana, the machshiri Beis Hillel. What's the old sukkah that Beis Hillel says is good? Kol she'asah kodem l'chag shloshim yom. Anything made before shloshim yom. Dimistama l'shem chag hi. With mistama, it's for the chag. So that would be like the Ran's Havamina, no?
That's for Kodim Chag Shoshim, meaning just for the 30 days before?
That would mean to say that you made it within the 30 days, no?
That's
the way some want to learn. That Ezuhi Sukkah Yishana is what? Is Beis Hillel. Is explaining Beis Hillel. Sounds like it. Ubeis Shammai Savri Shein Stama L'Shem Hachagu Fikach Poslim Bo L'Hai Pirusha Lo Asi Shaper Lishna De Sefer Diktani Oval Im Asa L'Shem Chag Shera. Why? Da Beidach Nami Machshiri Veichi Ketani Oval. Okay, what is that diak over there? He's saying the Oval doesn't work out according to that Shita, according to that Pirush. Why? Right. I mean, because Sukkah Yishana already is Kshera.
Right.
So what's Oval? Oval implies that we were just talking about something that was bad, but this is good. But if you can learn that it's Beis Hillel, so then what's the Oval? This is good, but that is good? It's not a good, that doesn't make sense. V'yesh lefaresh t'fishita zu d'hochi komar. Ezuhi sukkah yishana demodu Beis Hillel libe shamei shehi psula. That you can learn. What is the sukkah yishana that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree are psula? This is just like the Ran's Havamina, right? Kol she'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom. Right? Demistama shelo l'shem hachag asa. V'lo ifligu aleh. Ela kishe'asa toch shloshim yom bistama. Getting closer to what it means that you made it bistama within 30 days. V'savri b'shamayis. What's the machlokas? Tahanami stama shelo l'shem hachag. U'beis hillel savri that kol toch shloshim yom kevin shedorshin b'hilchos hachag stama l'shem hachag. Stama l'shem hachag. Vakati lo osi shaper de ezu hisuka yishona mashma ezu hisuka yishona shenechleku bo. So he doesn't like the pshat. One reason is what is the suka yishona is mashma the very subject of the machlokas, not the one that Beis Hillel is moded to. Right? But listen to this. Vesu dilahai shitosa le Beis Hillel. Nami kol she'asa beferish shelo l'shem hachag psula. If you're going to learn that pshat, right, that, it's just like the Ran. If you can learn that pshat, that ezu isuki yishana, that Beis Hillel is moda to Beis Shammai, that it's no good, right, it's if you made it stam more than 30 days before the chag. Right, but if you made it stam within 30 days, that's wrong shot. What is the sukkah yishana that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about? Right, it's the stama that's within 30 days of the chag. Did I mess it up again?
No, that was the first one.
Ezu isuki yishana de modu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai shi psula. Right. I'm sorry. I had it right the first time. It was, what is the what is the Sukkah Yishana that Beis Hillel's moda is no good? Right? And then they're just arguing about, and then the machlokas is whether within 30 days stama is good. Right? Now, everybody would agree, past 30 days, stama is no good. The only machlokas is within 30 days of stama is good. Right?
This is the way he's rejecting?
This is another way he's rejecting.
Isn't that the way we're
doing? No. No, he's saying, what's the Sukkah Yishana, the Beis Hillel, is moda to Beis Shammai, that's no good. It's the Stam one that was made more than 30 days before the Chag. They're only arguing on the Stam within 30 days. But Beis Hillel would agree, right? So he says, but according to this Pshat, it's not good. Two reasons not good. One is, it should be speaking about the one they're arguing about. But also, what the problem is, according to Beis Hillel, if it was within 30 days and the guy said Beferish, it's not for the Chag, then Beis Hillel would say it's no good. Right? So why can't that be? V'halesa, the Bigamara Muchach, Behejid, the Beis Hillel lo darshi klal chagasukos, tasa l'cho, asei sukkah l'shem chag. Beis Hillel doesn't require it to be made l'shem chag at all. He doesn't darshan it at all. Ella mikevan she'osar l'shem tzel k'shera. As long as it's made for tzel, Beis Hillel holds it's good. Afal pi she'pireish she'enam osa l'shem chag. Even if he says explicitly, I'm not making it for the chag. V'ahinu d'machshir, b'sukkas rak vash, b'sukkas gambach, she'en l'shem chag klal, el l'shem tzel, k'disa b'gmar, v'ahinu libid Beis Hillel. So he says the problem with learning that pshat would be that it would only be good within 30 days if a guy made it stama. So he holds there's a case of a guy making it stama. Right? If a guy made it stama. But if he was mefaresh, I'm making it for to be a roa, then it would be no good. So what's our case of stama though? So he's saying stama. So what is stama? Doesn't really say. Just like I guess like you guys were saying the other day. Stama would be a guy says, I just want a shade hut. No specific purpose, right? Is that what you were saying? Who was saying? Shy. You, everybody. Everybody but me. That would be stama, right? That would be stama. Stama would be, so there's three possibilities. Either the guy makes it beferish l'shem achag, or he makes it beferish for something else, or he makes it, according to this way of learning, he makes it without any specific purpose. Just, he wants to enjoy shade. Okay, now hold on. So that's all in his way of learning. But he doesn't like these pshatim. He doesn't like these pshatim. So what's the right pshat? V'apir shanochon kachu. Da'aliba de Beis Shammai koi. When it says, what's the Sukkah Yishana? That's Beis Shammai. V'hochi gomer. Ezu hi Sukkah Yishana she Beis Shammai poslim. Ready? Kol she'osa kodim l'chag shloshim yom. Ready? Why? Dimistama lo havi l'shem chag. If he made it before 30 days, mistama, it's not going to be l'shem chag. V'inu boi l'sukkah l'shem chag. V'im osa l'shem chag afilu mitchilas hashana k'shera. But he doesn't seem to say you need any kavana. I mean, he doesn't seem to say you need to be mefarish or anything, according to him. Right? He doesn't talk about being mefarish or anything.
Don't you still have that question? Why are they talking about Beis Shammai? Why is the Mishnah telling
me something? He says, one second, he says, Beis Shammai, mikaven didkar milchsa didhu, mefarish tamayu. That's not a violation of that rule. It's only when the Amoraim are arguing going to Beis Shammai, then that's a problem. Inami denokat lo halafi rushi taima de Beis Hillel, or it's coming to explain the reason of Beis Hillel. Solka daita chamina, just like the Ran. diplug sayu b'sukkah toch shloshim yom. You might think they're arguing about a sukkah within 30 days. V'taymer de beis hillel mishum de stama. It's interesting here. This is very interesting. It says stama l'shem chag, right? But in brackets it says also l'shem chag. So who put the brackets in? Brackets makes a very big difference. Makes a huge difference. Also is like Rashi's pshat. See, I want to say that there's two ideas, that there are two different approaches over here. Rashi seems to learn you need an asiya to define the, to give it the shem chag. But you could say the way we were learning the first time around, that it's a question of will the shame sukkah bichal on a structure that reflects the cheftza that is the dominant structure of the time. But it's not. In other words, the question is the other way that he's learning is learning that you don't need to be mefarish. It's not an idea of being mefarish. It's not an idea. In other words, the stam, the within 30 days, is not an idea like Rashi. But it's not that it indicates what your asiyah is, which would only be good if your asiyah actually was that way. But it's a separate din that it can get the shame of it can get the shame of sukkah. The structure will memela, will mistama have a shame sukkah, just because it reflects the tzura that is. That is omed for binyan.
How does that help for the shame chag? Just because it gets the shame sukkah, it's not what you mean.
In other words, it means that you need to have a cheftza that that is defined as you need to have a cheftza that has a shame not just of the tzel, but the shame of a specific cheftza of sukkah. So there's two ways. So the problem is normally when you build a structure, so the only, if you build a structure without a purpose, so it'll have the shame of the normal purpose. Mamela. The shame will be nikras of the normal purpose. Right, a guy throws together a, he'll have the shame of the normal purpose. So it'll just be l'shem tzel. But if shloshim yom lefnei achag, there's a reality to the shame sukkah, so then memela will have the shame sukkah. But it's not coming from your asiya. It's coming from the fact that the cheftza of sukkah is omed for a is a reality, so it's going to have that designation memela. In other words, the only thing that bothers me in Rashi is because Rashi focuses on the asiya. But if you're not focused on the asiya, so then you could say that. It's just mistama. It is the lashon is. You have to be careful with the lashon. The Ritva is never saying that it's made l'shem chag. It's just whether stama is l'shem chag. Is there such a thing as a stama l'shem chag? So it would be like Sefer Torah. You'd say that just like by Sefer Torah, there's a tzura that is predefined. So whatever you make is automatically as the shame Sefer Torah. So you'd say in this Zman, there's a predefined Tzura of Sukkah. Whatever you make automatically is the shame of Sukkah. That would be for Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says you don't need anything. You don't need shame sukkah. No such thing like that. You don't need it at all. You understand?
Going
to Beis Shammai. Going to Beis Shammai. This is all going to Beis Shammai. Because it's l'shem chag. He always needs a sukkah l'shem chag.
Right, that's the same thing as just having a shem sukkah.
Yeah, because sukkah means sukkah is a special chefza. Take a look. See if you can find the Ritva upstairs in the... see if you have what he has over here. Just curious where that bracket comes from. So that's the idea we're trying to say. That's the way Ritva is learning is like the idea we're trying to say the first day. Like somewhat of a comparison to a kachim, a slight comparison to kachim. That you can say stama is good when there already exists a shame. So by kachim, it's simple. Because the shame exists in the cheftza. But over here you'd say the shame exists not in any particular chefza, but it exists in the it exists in a more abstract sense because of the chag itself. It exists as a form. It exists as a form, as a tzura that's omed, and then when it's built, it's immediately recognizable as that form that everybody needs now. Unless, of course, you said it's something else. But you'd have to be mefaresh. He learns the other way. He learns it would have to be explicitly that you're doing it for something else. I don't think you always have to be mefaresh beforehand. But you'd have to make it clear. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. See, it's interesting. It's interesting. This critical, the Moser Rav Kook does not have the word asa. Just read straight. It doesn't even have a footnote. Salta gada ramina de pluksayu besukka toch shloshim yom v'taim et v'esil mishum dimistama l'shem achag. He puts in the bracket asa. Oh, you have that one? See, that one says in the beginning that the brackets are just what they think should be. Oh, that's confusing. Yeah, they are things like that. They weren't sure who wrote them. So it comes out that with the way we're learning, there are two tracks over here. There are two tracks. For what you mean that stama is l'shma, toch shloshim according to Beis Shammai. Either it's a svara of saying that there are two ways of creating the shame sukkah, either through asiyah, right, or through the structure being, or through the structure automatically being tofes the shame sukkah because the shame sukkah is a reality now, right? In other words, if you see a guy make a thing that looks like this, you'd say he's making a chair, even without interviewing him, right? And even if you interviewed him and he said he doesn't know what he's doing, we would say it's a chair. Because the tzura is omed for that. It's a reality. It's a reality. Now, during the rest of the year, the cheftz of sukkah sachag is not a reality. So mistama, it would never get the shame of a sukkah sachag. But within close proximity to the to Sukkah Sachag, when the Tzura is a reality via the discussions that are being held about it, then there's a svara for Beis Shammai to say that the structure, even Mistama, even not from the Das of the Osa, just from the structure itself, is Nitvas, a shame of a Sukkah L'Chag. Because it exists. Right? It exists as the primary chefza. But of course, if the guy said he's making it for something else, it wouldn't be tofes. Because there still are a lot of other things that have this structure. But you could just say mistama has that shame. Right? That seems to be the way the Ritva is learning and the Ran is learning. They never come back and say that the mistama, he did it l'shem chag. They just say it's mistama l'shem chag. From stam it can have the shame of chag. Can it have the shame chag from stam? Right? Meaning not from asiyah. Not from the dasa osa. But to my mind, Rashi really pushes that out. He precludes that with two things. First of all, because he says, because this way of learning would never demand someone to be mefarish what he's doing in the beginning of the year. It would just be a question of what kind of an osa was he. We'd have to interview him, or he himself knows. I mean, it's just beino vein atzmo. He knows whether he's a choti or not. So if he knows he made it l'shem chag, that's it. It would be a sukkah. Right? It wouldn't have to be no need to be mefarish anything.
Why not?
Where does it come from? And why? Where would you come from?
In order to make it l'shem chag, be more than just shibboleth.
In other words, but the thing is, but there's no reason to say that. If you're going to learn that within Shloshim, Stama really means the guy is, just has no particular purpose, right? So then all you need before that is purpose. There still should be a close connection between what Beis Shammai is saying is good within the 30 days and the addition to it in the more than 30 days. So if what's good within 30 days is just the guy saying, I'd like to have a shade, I'd like to have some shade, but it's not kavua as any other, let me tell you something over here, just think about this interesting point over here. When the Gemara says earlier, the Sukkos Rav Shach, what is it, the Rav Shach? So, that seems to be like a particular shame. That itself is a particular shame. Right? The shame sale is not a particular shame. Now, you have to think like this. You have to realize something that we're not accustomed to because we don't have the it's not prevalent in our age and place. Day and age is a redundant thing. It means that we mean in our time and place. It's not prevalent in our time and place. So we don't have a lot of words for different shadats. Right? But they did. There were specific forms. I'm surmising. There was the what were the guys over there? The Roim, the Kaitzim, the Borgnin, Shomri Peros. So when a guy made a sukkah, the Shomri Peros, that was a shame. It was a different type of a sukkah, right? But the shame tzel is not specialized in any way, right? So the shame tzel is really omed for a more definitive shame. It's omed lekach. Because it's sort of like an unformed substance in a sense. It's generalized. So it's omed for a particular shame. So during Shloshim Yom, it can get the particular shame of Sukkas HaChag can be chal on that. But once you already gave it a shame of a Sukkas HaRoim, that's already a specific form. That's already a specific. You know, it's not going to be able to have another specific form chal on it. Right? That's Beis Shammai. So that's what it means. But if a guy makes l'shem tzel, it doesn't have any specific shame in it. So now it's omed for its roi to have to be defined further by the chag. But if he made it l'roim, it wouldn't be. Right? That's what he says. So that's one way of going. That the shame that within shloshim is a kvius from. It's like a Platonic idea, you know, like the form is existing. And it's going to be chal on the substance that reflects it, but that form is only existing in the 30 days, when it's a topic of discussion. It's not really Platonic because we don't hold it really exists in the reality, but Beis Shammai would agree that if it was greater than 30 days, all you would need is the kavanas osa. Right, but if you're going to learn like Rashi, he sounds like he's learning that the asiyah always has to be l'shem chag. That's what you need. Not daf. It's not simply a chefza that has a shem chag chal on it. That's not the idea. You need actually an asiyah l'chag. Right. So then you're gonna have to say that stam is a question of whether stam is like that. Normally the asiya is, you have to find another asiya. Notice normally the asiya is gonna be kavua by being mefaresh, and over here the asiya would only be kavua of mistam, and that's the question. But it comes out that that's gonna be the machlokas. Do you need a sukkah? Is it simply you need a shame sukkah chal on it? And that could be the product of it being omid lakach, because the shame sukkah is a reality, or is it dafka you need an asiyah lechag? If you're going to say you need an asiyah lechag, then the only way to learn that stama is an asiyah lechag would be to say that normally an asiyah lechag needs a pirish, but over here you don't have it. That's the only way. Stam. Now, as you can say, mistama it's l'shem chag, but you can't say, and when a guy does it, makes it dafka l'tzel. But you can't say mistama the asiya is l'shem chag. If the guy doesn't make it, if the guy makes it l'tzel, can't say that I will not accept. That I will not accept. Even if Rashi comes down and tells me. No, I'm just kidding. But no. I mean, really, I can't accept that. The Gemara says that sometimes, right? Even if Yeshua would tell me, I wouldn't believe it. I can't accept that. Without a drastic revision of what you mean by an asiyah l'shem chag, is given l'shem to mean the purpose. I can't accept that you're going to say because you're making it l'tzel within 30 days, we say you have a purpose of sukkah in mind. I can't accept that. If you hold, you need asiya to define it. So then you're stuck. You're left with only one choice. That before 30 days, you need to be mefarish what you're doing. And toch shloshim yom, you don't need to be mefarish what you're doing. By the way, so the Achorim want to say that by the Kedushin case, the Edom have to see the whole talking. But that's because they have to see the... they have to be made on the Maisik in the Maisik Kedushin.
You can't say that we're not giving him Kavana, but we're saying his Asiya needs to be defined as a Shem Chag. So because in Asiya...
Alright, so the question is, why can't you say that the Stam Asiya has the Shem Chag in it? Just like we're saying the Stam structure has the same Shem Chag in it. Right? Is that before, more or less what you're saying? Yeah, so what's the answer to that? Yeah.
Because any action's always going to incorporate das. Like there's no such thing as just like a robotic action without intent.
Right.
So you can't say a person has a das that they don't have.
Right.
We're not giving him the das. We're saying that his asiya is defined, just like in other cases of...
Oh, but then let's say like this. So what do you need? So in the end of the day, what do you need?
Your asiya is defined as a shem chag.
No. What do we need to be kosher for a sukkah to be kosher?
That your asiya needs to be defined as a shem chag, and that will give the sukkah the shem chag.
Oh, but this is the problem. If you need the asiya because you need the purpose, because you need the kavana sa'ose, and in the asiya is where the kavana sa'ose exists, right? Then you're not getting that, right? So, but if you need the asiya just because you say you need a shem chag to be chal on the sukkah, so just like it's chal on the asiya, let it just be chal on the sukkah. What do you need to do the asiya for? Just cut out the asiya. Now, there's no difference. If you're turning the asiya into like the heftz of sukkah itself, so then you're basically saying you don't need it to come from the osa, right? Because the shame in the asiya is not coming from the osa either. It's coming from the circumstances. So forget about the whole asiya. Just say that the structure itself has the shame chag. In other words, the only reason, it's somewhat of a subtle problem, because the only reason to go into the asiya would be because you say that you need the kavonasa osa. But if you don't need the kavana sa'osa because you're saying the asiya is going to have a shame even without the kavana sa'osa, So what do you need the whole seer for at all? Just say in the chefzo, in the finished product, the shem sukkah is nitfas. What do you need to go through the whole exercise of saying it's coming from the asiya, but not the asiya as an expression of the das of the gavra. It's the asiya as some prototype. So then just say the chefzo of the sukkah as a prototype, like the other shitas already. Once you're going to go into the asiya. Now there's two choices. Either you hold that the shame of something, that you can define something from the form it represents, or you can only define something from the dasa osa. Those are two distinct concepts, right? Either something can be defined because of what its shape reflects, or it can only be defined by the kavanasa osa, right? So if it can be defined by the shape it reflects, so if it can be defined only by the kavana sa'osa, so you'll need to say that the asiya is the shame, that the asiya is the shame chag, meaning to say that he's actually making it the shame chag, right? But if you're going to say we don't need him to actually make it the shame chag, we're just going to call the asiya the shame chag. Yeah, but that's already the other method. That's already saying that you can define something simply by what it reflects. So if you can define something simply by what it reflects, then just define the cheft of the sukkah by what it reflects. You know what I mean? Jumping down to asiya is only because you admit that you can't define something simply by what it reflects. So it doesn't make sense to jump to asiya and then employ the method of defining something by what it reflects. Then there's no point in jumping to asiya. The only reason you need to go to asiya is because you say simply the structure alone is not enough. You need to go into cause. But you need to go into cause. The only cause of asiya is really the dasa osa.
So how's the asiya changing so
it's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not. I'm saying the only difference is whether he's mefarish or whether he's not.
But he has to make it.
He has to be doing it l'shem achag. If he's not doing l'shem achag, it's not good.
But isn't Rashi's going to the level of asiya, right? Isn't
right.
That's the essential.
But he's saying you don't need to be mefarish the asiya. You'll have an automatic pirish.
But isn't the problem that there's nothing about this maiso which is reflecting a maiso of building a sukkah?
Right. During the rest of the year, there's nothing like that.
He still has kavanah.
Yeah.
So he has to be mefarish.
No, but he has kavanah. That's
yeah.
Just that.
You're not arguing with this. Maybe there's something to an idea of having the asiya defined.
Right. All right, let's move to the Gemara. I mean, I think we you know, these ideas are swirling around their head. Well, let's move to the Gemara. I mean, we'll see. If there's a makom for that idea, we'll look for it in the Gemara. All right, so let's go down to the basic question, though. My time at the Beis Shammai. Now, my time at the Beis Shammai, what? Yeah. One second. Let me just think one more. Okay, go ahead. So let's see. So what's the reason for Beis Shammai? Omar Kroh, Chag HaSukkot, Shivas Yom LaShem. Chag HaSukkot, Shivas Yom LaShem. Sukkot HaSuyi L'Shem Chag Bo'ina. So what does that mean? Sukkot L'Shem Chag. How do you get that out of the Pasuk? Talking about Chag HaSukkot. Right? D'chsiv Sukkot L'Shem. L'shem mitzvah samelech. It's a funny drasha, right?
Well, what does it mean, Chag HaSukkot LaHashem? What does that mean that the Chag HaSukkot should be for Hashem?
Right. So they're saying it means the Sukkah should be LaHashem. Right? The Sukkah has to be... I guess he's saying, what does that mean, the Chag should be LaHashem? What does that mean?
That's achieved through having a Sukkah, that's LaHashem.
So it means the Sukkah has to be LaHashem, though.
Yeah.
Sukkah asui l'shem chag bo'inan u'beis hillel ahumi bo'ile l'kid rav sheshas tam rav sheshas mishim rabbi Akiva. This is the reason why we came here. Minayin l'atzei sukkah shesur and kol shiva. How do you know the atzei sukkah or asur and kol shiva? What's atzei sukkah, by the way?
The wood.
Which word? Mischach. That's plain pshat. Talmud Lomar Chag Sukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. Same pasuk. Right. But that's not the end of the drasha. V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Zera Omer. Kishem Shachal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. Kach Shachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. Shnei Mar Chag Sukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. Ma Chag LaShem Af Sukkah LaShem. No. Who says Ubei Shami Nami Bailei Lachi? Bishami also needs that.
No, I'm saying between the first one that we're in this bracha, Rav Sheshes and Rav
Sheshes. No, it's always quoted together.
And Tosi says that Rav Yehuda ben Zera wouldn't hold in the first one.
What do you mean?
Machagila Hashem, Asagla Hashem, Ksaber Rav Yehuda ben Zera, the Ilav Yishon Chagila, Mukmina Malosukha, the Shem Chag.
I mean, Rav Sheshes held, he learned it from just from the drush itself.
Yeah,
just from Chag Asukos Shivas Yom Lashem. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, as you learn it from, but he's just explaining the same pasuk. Kishem shachal shem shemayim alachigig, or kachal shem shemayim alachigig.
You learn it differently,
it's a different drasha. Chag asukos shivas yom lashem. Ma chag lashem, af suk lashem. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda ben, I mean, the first appreciation doesn't have the ma.
Right.
Let's see, what does Rashi say? Minayin lati sukkah, more suin kol shiva. Chag Sukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. So he's learning just to mean the same way that we learned that the Sukkah is LaShem. That's enough, he's saying. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra says, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. Now where's the Chagiga? Right? Kachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah LaShem. Chag Sukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. Ma Chag LaShem Af Sukkah LaShem. So he's not learning, he's learning Chag HaSukkos means the Chagiga, right? Ala Chagiga, Shalmi Chagiga, Shem Shemayim Chal Aleim La'osur and Adla Achar Akhtaros Ein La'imur. The Zachu Bu Basar Achig Mishulchan Gavoa, Ke'ever and Otto Pras. Okay, so the Shalmi Chagiga have the Shem Shemayim on them to Asa them until after the Akhtaros Emurin. Yeah, okay. Because after that, you can eat the basar. Your zochu from the Shulchan Gavoa. Ke'ever not the pras. That was the Shulchan Gavoa is already satisfied. So as it go, Chag is Chagiga. So how does the drasha go? Ma Chag Lashem, meaning just like the Chagiga is Lashem, Af Sukkah Lashem. Chag HaSukkos. So it's like, what? Because it's a hekesh of Chag and Sukkos? So Beis Shammai also needs that. So the Gemara changes the pasuk. In Achinami, Ela Maitai Meid Beis Shammai, Ksiv Korach Minya. Chag HaSukkos Tase Lecho Shivas Yomim. Make a Sukkah for Shivas Yomim. Sukkah Ta'asa l'chag. He turns it around. Make a sukkah for the chag. Right? Beis Hillel, whom we buy, le'usin, sukkah, b'chol shamoid. They learn it differently. They learn you need a heter, you need a pasuk to tell you that you can make a sukkah for any day. And that's the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Right? Ubeis Shammai Svirlu Kerabi Eliezer Dama Enos and Sukkah B'chol Shemoyd. That's how it comes out. That what? There's a machlokas if you can make a sukkah, if you have to make a sukkah before Chol Hamoed, before Yontif, or if you can even make a sukkah on Yontif. If you hold, you can make it on Yontif on Chol Hamoed. If you hold, you can make it on Chol Hamoed. Then you have to dash in the pasuk. Chag Sukkos Tasechol Shivas Yomim. That you can make it for any day. How they darshan out of that exactly? I mean, for any of the Shiva Yom. Yeah. Not dafka for Shiva Yom.
That's the other way.
That's the other way. But so Beis Hillel holds that way. So therefore, therefore, the first pasuk is telling you the kedusha of the sukkahs, like the Shem Shemayim, Chalas al Chagiga. Second pasuk is telling you the sukkah can be made even in the middle of Chol Hamoed, but Beis Shammai holds the sukkah can't be made in the middle of Chol Hamoed. So this pasuk is open for a drasha. So So the drush of this pasuk is what has to be made l'shem chag. But what comes out of this whole thing? So what's the machlokas l'slamaisa? Does the sukkah do, in order to be yotzei the mitzvah sedira b'sukkah, do you need what? Do you need an entity that was made specifically l'shem mitzvah? Or an entity specifically of the mitzvah sachag to make the lashon cover all the shittas, whether it's through your asi or not, right? Or just the proximity. But and Beis Hillel holds what? Beis Hillel holds what?
You just need an entity that fits the structural criteria of sukkah.
Right. So what's the machlokas? I mean, it's hard machlokas. Al pisvar, it's hard machlokas. I mean, you just say it's a gzeiras hakasav, and that's it. They're arguing gzeiras hakasav. One darshan is gzeiras hakasav. You need to make a sukkah l'shem chag. The other one doesn't. So it doesn't have any requirement like that.
I was thinking,
So the Tosas says, Yushami says also machlokas about matzah. It's interesting. Same machlokas by matzah. Apparently they, even though there's no pasuk by matzah, apparently they universalize. But yeah, go ahead. And hold on. And one thing I want to make clear is that even Beis Hillel agrees there is a din of asiya. It's not like it's a question of is there no asiya. It definitely is asiya according to everybody. Because if you have tasav lomenasli, everybody agrees to the psul of tasav lomenasli. Tasav lomenasli means where the schach emerges. After the shame tzel emerges, not from an asiya. In other words, so for instance, the classic case is if a guy has a mound of hay, right, and he digs a hole in the hay. So he made a dira without putting the schach on. He made the sukkah not by adding the schach, but by hollowing out the inside. So that's no good. Or simple is also, people sometimes make this mistake. They put the schach up before they put the defanos. So it's no good because tasa. Everybody holds tasa means something. Definitely means you can't have an ol memela. If the wind blew over a tree and made a little ohel out of it, you wouldn't be able to use that for sukkah. That's a davar pasha. That everybody agrees. Definitely knows. Everybody agrees there is some sort of an asiya. But Beis Shammai, so Beis Hillel holds it just means an asiya l'shem tzel. Right. But the shem tzel can't come out after the asiya. That's tasav l'menasa. And Beis Shammai says that what? It has to be dafka l'shem mitzvah. So go ahead. Go ahead, Johnny. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Let's deconstruct. Let's ask the question the opposite backwards. What would you be missing going to Beis Shammai if you sat in a sukkah that was not made l'shem sukkah? I mean, you did a dira, you were dar in a sukkah. What are you lacking? It's not dira b'sukkah. What are you lacking? Like that noise? What are you lacking? That means it's my wife calling.
When you say that that's not, you say that's not a sukkah.
It's not a sukkah. You're lacking a cheftza of sukkah.
Yeah.
So in other words, so they're arguing about what the definition of a cheftza of sukkah. Chaim, you were moving in a different direction? Go ahead, so what do you want to say?
I was saying that according to Beis Shammai, that part of the chiyuv sukkah is
asiya.
Yeah, creating for yourself a sukkah beforehand.
Right.
Then
you find, no, I told you, when I did this sukkah many years ago, I don't remember this problem with the stama. I guess I wouldn't notice it that time. But I wanted to say that's far like you're saying now. But I don't know, the years have changed. When I came back to it now, I was thinking of a different approach. But let's hear, let's know. Is he saying like this? He's saying that there's a question of whether there, that in other words, according to Beis Hillel, tasa just means what? Tasa, chagasukos tasa means that the definition of a sukkah is a structure. It's a cheftza. right? It's not a natural object. In halacha, sometimes you have a mitzvah that you do use a natural object. Sometimes the object is a created object. Different types of objects in the world, right? So a shofar is a natural object. A lulav is a natural object, right? But mezuzah is created. So you need, in order to be a sukkah, is a type of a dira, a type of a binyan. So binyan, by definition, is a created structure. So if it was just thrown together, that wouldn't have the shame of that wouldn't have the category. It wouldn't be in the right category, right? But what? Okay. So therefore, as long as you have the cheftza, doesn't matter if it was made for roim or whatever it was made for, as long as it is a cheftza, the only mitzvah now is a maisa dira. Right? There's a mitzvah now of a maisa dira to a particular kind of a cheftza. That's all it is. Right? So as long as the structural requirements of the cheftza are met, right, then all that's left to do is your maisa mitzvah of dira. That's your maisa mitzvah is dira. Right? It's dira to a specific type of a cheftza. Just like a maisa mitzvah is netilas lulav. You need the right cheftza, you need the lulav to be notel. But the mitzvah is simply a netila. Right? So too over here, the mitzvah is dira. It's a maisa. But it's a dira where? Dira in with a specific kind of a cheftza. Correct? So the only question is, all you need is to fulfill the requirements of the cheftza. So as long as it was built and it was made l'shem tzel, so then it's the right kind of a cheftza. So there's nothing more to require. There's nothing more that's demanded of you, right? But Beis Shammai Chaim wants to say holds that what's lacking if you didn't make it l'shem chag is not in the cheftza, right? You're not saying it's not a cheftza of sukkah. You're saying that what? This is the tricky part. He's saying somehow part of the mitzvah is asiyah. So that's good. Oh, okay, I misunderstood what Chaim was saying. So he's saying no, that it's not that it really is not a cheftza of sukkah if it's not made. If it's not made l'shem chag. Yes, so that's a hard machlokas, though, right? I mean, getting back to hard machlokas. Is a sukkah what? Is a sukkah, it comes down to a funny kind of, I mean, that's the question. Can you say any more than this? Can you say any more than this? That what? The machlokas from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether a sukkah is a generic object, right? A universal type of an object, basically like a lulav, that you have to do a maisa dira to, or is a sukkah bedafka like a special halachic cheftza, right? Something like that, in a generalized sense.
Everyone holds it's a created object.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like a lulav in the sense that it's just a regular entity. It's just a regular entity. It's not.
It doesn't need a specific mitzvah identity.
No, it has no mitzvah identity, correct. It has no mitzvah identity. Right? the only time mitzvah comes in is in your maisa of dira. Or do you say no, a sukkah is not a regular cheftza. It itself is a special mitzvah cheftza, and therefore it needs the asiyah l'shem mitzvah to give it that shame. Right? But the question, what's difficult about this sugya is, can you get any deeper than that? Is there anything you can say that's deeper than that? It just sounds like, I mean, you're right, that's what it's coming down to. But it just sounds like, is there any concept that's underlying that? Is there any reason why you would say mitzvah would? Is there any difference, like in the whole structure of sukkah?
I mean, you could say just from looking at one, it seems there are other ones that are similar, like the machlokas that's referenced here about chol, shmoed, and gomer, misukkah, sukkah. That seems to outline like an underlying difference in between Rebbe's and the Chumash, how you understand mitzvah sukkah in general.
Right.
And if they're saying that it would be the same thing here, then maybe we can.
Right. Okay. All right. So let's now we've come to let's see if we can think about it a little bit now. Stuff to you.
What were you trying to say before that somehow like your ma'asadira is lacking if you didn't make it lishma, like if you didn't have that?
That's what I thought he was going. I thought he was going that way a little bit before.
But how would that work?
That what?
That part of your part of the mitzvah of that part of the mitzvah is like to change your dira. So you need to be osa. If it was just memela, then it wouldn't be the same. But it's hard. Very hard to work out a thought like that.
What if somebody else?
Then it would be then, and then it would only be specific to this case. It would be specific to this case of sukkah. You wouldn't be able to generalize it to matzah.
You pointed out why that was right yesterday.